It can be an adventure almost any time my husband drives. Our driving styles are very different, to say the least. This has provided a lot of fun as well as several arguments over the years. I have enjoyed and been frustrated by one aspect of his driving in particular. My husband can get so caught up in our conversation that he loses track of where we're going and just drives, seemingly on autopilot. Being the good and supportive wife that I am, I wait to see how long it takes before he realizes that we're completely off track. There have been times when we've gotten halfway across town before he comes to his senses and asks, "Wait, where are we going?" I just have to giggle and reply, "I don't know. I was quite curious myself. I thought we were going to the hardware store." Of course, if time is tight, I'll help with some directions or simply ask, "Where are you going?" Many times the answer is, "I don't know where I was going." My husband claims this happens at no other time other than when I'm in the vehicle. I'm not sure if that makes me feel better or not. I didn't realize our conversation could be so engaging. The funny thing is, I'm not a talker, so it's usually my husband doing the talking and I'm listening. Apparently, my listening skills are captivating. Like driving, it's important from time to time to evaluate where we're going in life. Let's consider this question in terms of legacy. When your time is done here on Earth, how do you want people to remember you? What is your overall aim? These questions should take some time to consider. The answer should not be zeroed in and finely sharpened like a pencil. Instead, it should be painted with the broad strokes of a brush. Consider these questions in terms of characteristics, not specific actions. After all, we do not know the twists and turns that lie ahead for us in life. Another angle would be to reflect upon God's word and the characteristics it reveals about you. What is your nature now that you are a new creation? Determining an aim or destination is vital. Until a destination is identified, there is no method to determine if one is on the proper route or not. If you have not thought about the end, any route will do. But once there is an end in mind, a person is able to see if their actions align with the destination. Where are you going? The choices you make now lead somewhere. Do they lead to the end you want? To the end God wants for you? How easily we are distracted. It is important to have people in our lives that can ask, "Where are you going?" when they see us wander off course. We should also periodically ask ourselves the same question and evaluate our path. We have a default path that does not lead to thriving life. The world and our culture will happily take the wheel and whisk us down their road. Don't be unaware. Look around and consider where the road you're traveling leads. We are human and have a tendency to return to the default. Keep your eyes on the road and your mind on the destination. The right path is more easily identified when your eye is on the prize. Join me this week in considering the scripture passages referenced at the end of the post.